Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Qingling Wang. I'm an extension agent in Miami-Dade County extension office. What I'm going to talk about is implementation rather than research. So the title of my talk is improved cropping system for sustainable agriculture in subtropics or in South Florida. And to talk about this, what I want to cover, give a brief overview about South Florida. I know everybody knows where Florida is, but somebody may not know where the South Florida is. It is. So I want to cover that, and also talk about approaches and practices for to improve the cropping system. And also the last one will be like benefits of the cropping system. Here is a map of Florida, and South Florida, there's no kind of official boundary, but most people believe that just at the Lake Okeechobee, how do you do this? Okay. So this is the Lake Okeechobee, just from south of Lake Okeechobee, including 8 or 9 counties, that's South Florida. And mainly the agriculture is in Miami-Dade County and the Palm Beach County. Those are the largest two counties. And it's very populated area. And lot of Miami-Dade County is now it's about 2.7 million people. So that's what I want to focus on. In South Florida, that's the vegetables we grow over there. We don't have the raw crops like soybeans, corn, all those kinds of things. But we have sweet corn, we have tomatoes, eggplants, lettuce. The lettuce mainly in Palm Beach County. Miami-Dade County is a little bit too hot to grow those iceberg lettuce. And also we have the beans. Snap bean is the number one county in not only in Florida state but in the whole country. And okra also. And also we have a lot of Asian vegetables grow over there. And just give you a kind of idea how much we grow in Miami-Dade County. So vegetables is number one. The commodity over $137 million a year. And so vegetable used to be a number one, but it changed all the time. But nursery is the biggest one at the moment. And then we'll talk about the approaches, how to improve the cropping system. What is a cropping system? We have to give a definition, and different people may have different definitions, but mainly, the cropping system refers to the crops or the sequences and the management techniques used on the particular field over a period of a year. That's the definition, but it includes like this. Cover crops, cover cropping, cropping rotation, double cropping, multi-cropping, monocropping, intercropping, strip cropping, return cropping, and relay cropping. So those kind of things. I try to cover most of them. Cover crops, and you know, it just when we work on the cropping system or cover crops, we have to think about the location. Miami-Dade County or South Florida, it's just the high rainfall during summer. Very, very high rainfall, very hot during summer. So that's why we grow vegetables during winter time. The summer is a fallow season. If we leave the land fallow, of course, with a high rainfall, the nutrient leaching will be a bigger problem. So we try to use cover crops, summer cover crops, to cover the land. We tried several different crops, and we found out that the sunhelm is the best one. Even you can see with lots of water, and the sunhelm still grow very well compared to the others. And the sunhelm can grow all year round, but if it just grows a little bit too late, usually at the end of September or October, they will get blooming. After they get this, the biomass will be limited. They cannot grow bigger anymore. So that's the reason. But they can grow all year round. And also some hemp has some other functions. Some guys recently, let's try to see if we can get this. Okay, this is a short video. People use the sun hemp to make a mist to attract the kids and the teenagers and to do good business. That's a kind of another feature, another kind of use for car crops. So maybe the internet is not that good. But anyway, that's kind of it's about 1 minute. Let's see if we can. Okay. Good. So last year there was a U-pick grower, and he made this in his field. Attract a lot of kids and the people. And this is the second one in the winery facilities, because they want to get more customers, and it's very useful. But anyway, that's what it is. But another kind of use for the cover crops. We move on that. But somehow looks like cannot grow very well in plastic mulch. Maybe some guys, some farmers, they don't know it. They put on plastic mulch. Maybe it's just the previous crop and they don't have anything else they put there. But it looks like somehow doesn't like the plastic mulch very much. So anyway, implement the cropping system, mainly the rotation. You have to convince the farmers what is the crops you need to use. A lot of guys talk to them and they say, okay, I grow different crops. 1 year I grow beans, the other year I grow, 1 year is snap beans, the other year long beans. Or grow eggplants or tomatoes, they're still the same crops, right? It's just you have to convince them, you have to use different family of crops and to get a better result. And this is a stripping cropping, strip cropping. It's a U-pick guy. He tried to use grow like strips, and with different generations, he wanted the customer to go there pick up all the time. You know, one generation finishes, second one will pick up, and third one will just grow up, right? But he didn't use that properly, and 2 or 3 years he just failed. The plants just like this. The third generation, second generation made a little bit fruit, but the third one failed completely. So work with them and try to convince them, change the cropping system, and try to use the good varieties, because this kind of system, especially you pick, when the customers in the field, he cannot spray very much, very often. So that's a problem. The disease get transferred from one location to the others. That's the problem. Okay. Then we have field demonstrations in cropping season. Try to rotation, like beans and sweet corns, the best system. And we, after we set up those kind of demonstration site, we invited growers and have a field day and to talk to them. And also return the cropping season, mainly in South Florida, on two crops. One is the okra, like this. The other one is the eggplants. And I haven't seen any farmers use it on the other crops, but those two are pretty work pretty well. They can save seeds, save time, and get a good yield. Then we talk about the benefit. Benefit is the cropping system. In the cropping system, mainly the soil fertility, pest control, and economic and environmental benefits. So soil fertility for sure, because different crops take up nutrients a different way, and especially legume and compared to no legume, and cover crops come virtuous fellow, and organic carbon input, and the soil diversity and the biomass increased, and also improve the soil structures. We increase the soil organic matter in the soil. Soil fertility is very, very critical, especially when you have a soil like this. That's the dominant soil in South Florida, in Miami-Dade County. So economic benefits, and this is the yield increase last year from the gross field. I just show you the fresh data today. So sorghum and sorghum strain grass, those two cover crops can increase the tomato yield significantly compared to the fallow. And the pest control, mainly cover crops can suppress weeds. And it's a shading effect or allelopathic effects, and weeds can be suppressed significantly. And the pathogens and disease, for example, downy mildew and some other disease. And nematode control, we found out over quite a few years, we found out sorghum and marigold is a kind of ornamental plant, can suppress root node nematodes. And the specific insects, if you do the rotation, and some insects cannot survive because the subtropical area, if you grow the same thing all year round and year after year, you have the problem. Like a paper weevil, if you don't grow the paper or eggplants, you can get a better result. Like this, sorghum can suppress the weeds, and because it grows so well, covers the land densely and quickly, weeds cannot grow in this kind of system. And okra can suppress nematodes. This result I did a research over years ago, but compared to the others, like we have like okra and okra, because okra is a very, very susceptible to the nematodes. Farmers said nematodes can walk miles to find okra. That, you can imagine that. So we grow okra and okra, you can find a full of root node nematodes, root ghosts. And if you grow a copy, it's a kind of copy, it's a proper knuckle. And also can suppress a little bit, but still have some ghosts. But if you grow sorghum, right after sorghum you grow okra, you have very good clean roots. That means it grows very well. So market diversity and the environment, that's the last one. You have more opportunity if you rotate with your crop and you don't want to put all your eggs in the same basket, that's farmers say. And reduce dependence on the single crop. And plant protein, if you you rotate the crops, especially in Europe, people the government encourages people to grow some plant protein crops. And soil carbon sequestration and the greenhouse gas emission, that's a kind of environmental benefit as well. So that's what I try to put all together. Thank you very much for your attention.
We
have time for one question or two. Questions? Yes. I saw sorghum and sorghum Sudan, Kalki as well. Are there any other cover crops that you guys are looking at? Yeah, sorghum, sorghum Sudan grass, we tried different cover crops there. And those two are best one. We tried all kinds of cover crops, like kopi and what else? Clover doesn't work so well. And even we tried to use rain grass, but in Georgia, now South Carolina works very well, but in South Florida, it doesn't, because we try to grow in the summertime. And they cannot just like even mustard or the, we try that also. They cannot just get a rosette, they just get the shoots very quickly. And that's the problem. But the sorghum is the best one for the legume, and the sorghum sorghum grass for no legume is the best one. So when the growers grow the beans, encourage them to grow sorghum sorghum grass. When they grow tomatoes or some squash or something else, no legume, try to convince them to grow sorghum. So that's the best way to do in South Florida. Thank you very much.